From Empowered Investing must be heard in conjunction with important disclosures at the end of this show. Same disclosure can be read online at arlington-capital.com/radio-disclosures. Past performance is no guarantee of future results.
The White House will tighten retirement account standards.
In a sea of options with conflicting information, who can you trust for investment advice?
Governments are pushing to reform pension laws to put more onus on the individual.
Tired of all the noise from the financial media and just want straight talk?
Working Americans approaching retirement have reduced their retirement wealth by 25%.
You've got questions, we've got answers. This is Empowered Investing with Joe Lopresti, president of Arlington Capital Management. Building a solid financial future takes work, and Joe will share his knowledge about how proactive strategies are designed to protect your assets in down markets and grow in bull markets. Joe has 3 decades of investment management experience and is the creator of the Proactive Asset Allocation Strategy. Freedom in retirement starts with a solid investment strategy, and your path starts right now. Here's your host, Joe Lopresti.
Hi, I'm Joe Lopresti, president of Arlington Capital Management. Welcome to another edition of Empowered Investing. If you're a longtime listener, welcome back. And if you're new to the show, I'm going to help you rethink everything you've been told about investing. Arlington Capital Management focuses everything we do around being proactive. It's a mentality that guides our investment philosophy and our firm. We created Empowered Investing to educate you and help you understand that you have more control over your investments than you might think. You'll hear me talk quite a bit about PAS. That's our proprietary proactive asset allocation strategy. PAS arms us with the tools we need at Arlington Capital to make informed investment decisions when managing our client portfolios. We also apply proactive investing concepts to many 401ks, so it's possible to have your retirement account managed proactively as well. Before we get into breaking down the market today, let's spend just another minute thinking about being proactive with your investments. Many people don't believe it's possible. The experts have told you that you shouldn't be active. They say that you should be diversified, but then hands off with your investments. And then just accept whatever the market provides or whatever happens. I believe that a diversified hands-off strategy may serve the people who tell you that better than it serves you. And I believe you could do better and should expect more from your investments. Think about how you proactively approach many other important areas of your life. You don't have a hands-off approach with your health, with raising your family, when you're driving. You know, a good example of being proactive in another area of your life is I was merging onto the highway the other day, and there's also a merge off lane like a quarter mile ahead. So a semi was right next to me merging off while I was merging on. I was right next to the semi, didn't see the turn signal because I was right next to it, but saw the semi starting to come into my lane. So as a proactive investor and somebody that's been driving as long as I have, I laid off the gas and let the semi move in front of me. And as it moved in front of me, I saw the turn signal, but when I was right next to it, I didn't. So that's something that a proactive driver would do. You probably would do that. Anybody who's been driving for a long period of time would do that as just a natural proactive instinct. The thing is, when it comes to investing, it's not natural for us. We're not wired to be natural investors. We're too emotional. So you need a guide, you need a framework to help you with proactive decisions. And that's why we built PAS. It's our framework and our guide that helps us understand probabilities and helps us make proactive decisions based on various types of market conditions. If you want to learn more, give us a call at Arlington Capital Management, 855-471-5796, or visit arlington-capital.com. And there may not be a better time or more important time to be proactive with your strategy, because this week I want to talk about discussing a big picture theme, and that's the potential of some major wealth building opportunities that I believe have begun to develop and have progressed in their development over the course of this year and could progress even more over the next few years. So we're going to avoid talking about what's happened in the market just in the last few weeks and focus on what can happen over the next 2, 3, 4 years, because I do believe that a major, major wealth building opportunity is developing and will continue to develop during that time. I started to talk about this topic about a year ago, just weeks after the presidential election last year. And I see that this trend has continued to develop. And I hope it could be a continuing discussion on the show in the coming months and even years ahead as potentially lucrative opportunities do develop for investors. For example, one thing I'm going to talk about is that every decade tends to witness a massive price advance, a boom or a mania in at least one specific asset class. Sometimes it's a group of assets. In recent decades, we've seen this asset price appreciation tend to build up momentum during a decade and start to culminate into a top near the end of the decade. And I believe that if you understand how these cycles exist and how you could recognize them, that you could potentially build meaningful wealth for yourself over the next few years. What asset class will it be this decade? Well, here we are, 2017. We have a few years left into the end of the decade. So if a boom is going to occur this time around, it's likely underway and will continue to blossom in the months and years ahead. So think about, as an example, think about, say, 1997, during the boom in the technology and internet and telecom sectors. In 1997, if you were able to recognize, to understand first that these booms and manias exist, how they tend to build up momentum and culminate towards the end of a decade, and were able to see, well, the technology and the internet stocks are leading this market back in 1997, and they're likely to be the leading candidate for a boom or mania type of investment. In 1997, following that, 98, 99, until the peak in 2000, were two or three very, very lucrative years for investors that were focused in that leading asset class at that time. What asset class will it be this decade? If a boom or mania does develop this decade, as it has for the last several, I plan on being involved. And for those of you who have a retirement horizon in the next, say, 5 or 10 years, this might be a great wealth-building opportunity for you. Maybe one of your last before your retirement, and perhaps the best for your lifetime while you're still in a risk-taking mode with your investment and financial situation. I'm Joe Lopresti, president of Arlington Capital Management. I want you to understand this because I want you to be able to take advantage of the potentially lucrative opportunities that could develop in the next few years. The systems I share with you on the Empowered Investing Show, when I talk about PAS, these were not created overnight. I've spent 32 years in the financial industry, and Arlington Capital was formed 17 years ago based on an ideology that you could do better if you don't follow the herd. Let's turn our attention just a minute to market action since late 2016, because I believe there have been some really big things that have happened. For example, there's been a huge rotation of money out of safe conservative investments into higher growth assets. You could call it the Trump rotation or the Trump trade or anything you want, but the rotation has been real. cyclical industries have led market gains since the election. The more defensive industries have lagged in that time. Sectors like consumer staples, food and beverage stocks have been lagging investments, telecom, real estate. These are safer sectors, defensive sectors. Meanwhile, technology and financial and industrials and material stocks have performed much better in that period of time. You're seeing rotation, money moving from low-risk sectors to high-risk sectors taking place over the last year or so. Even a little bit longer, prior to the election, this trend started, in my opinion. And as this money continues to shift to higher growth sectors, I think it'll get focused in a narrower and narrower group of assets, ones that are providing the highest rate of return. We're going to talk about this more coming back from break in 2 minutes.
Sean Hannity applauds the president's stance on trade.
We have had horrible one-sided deals with everybody. That includes NATO, 72 cents of every dollar. That includes even our European allies and friends, supposedly. They have one-sided trade deals. Mexico, NAFTA, Canada, now China. So we're making huge progress.
The Sean Hannity Show. Afternoons at 2, right before Joe Walsh at 5, on AM 560, The Answer.
Hey, Joe Walsh here. If you're a small business owner or you make the marketing or advertising decisions for a business, then listen up. Once again, our annual Food for the Poor campaign is underway to raise money for children suffering from poverty in the Caribbean and Latin America. We've partnered with Food for the Poor to provide food and clean water to several thousand children in Haiti this Christmas season. And here's how your business can be a big part of this. Become a Food for the Poor business benefactor. Just make a $2,500 tax-deductible donation to Food for the Poor, and AM 560 will give you 40 60-second commercials to air right here on AM 560 The Answer between 5 a.m. and 8 p.m. Monday through Friday at no additional cost to you. That's the best advertising deal in all of Chicago. To take advantage of this deal, just call Anjanette at 847-472-8951. Again, that's 847-472-8951.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I thought I had a sinus headache for a few days, but I had a massive brain aneurysm, hemorrhage of the brain, and a stroke, and I was on my deathbed. I was on a respirator in a coma for 35 days. And 3 months later, I came home in a wheelchair. I had double vision. I had to learn to walk again, to speak again. One and one is two, write the alphabet. You know, if I went out and did a little something, I'd come home, I'd be in bed. Now, I'm up by like 5:30 in the morning, and I go to the gym. I do shopping. I cook. I have energy all day. I mean, I feel great. Overall, my whole outlook, just feeling, my mental aspect, everything is better.
For a limited time, use discount code CHICAGO, and we'll take 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies and have them shipped to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751, or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code CHICAGO.
Warren Buffett's mentor, Benjamin Graham, said, "The essence of investment management is the management of risk, not returns." Hi, this is Joe Lopresti, president of Arlington Capital Management. I'm here to explain how we help manage our clients' exposure to risk. We're the creators of our proprietary proactive asset allocation strategy, known as PAS. It is designed to analyze important market trends and alert us to potential changes in the market. But that's only part of what I believe makes Arlington Capital Management unique. It's the care and personalized service we provide our clients that really defines us. We understand how important your financial goals are to you and your family, and we never take that responsibility lightly. It all starts by understanding the things that are most important to you. It's part of the Arlington Capital Management difference. To experience it for yourself, schedule your complimentary consultation by calling 855-471-5796. That's 855-471-5796, or visit arlington-capital.com.
AM 560. The Answer.
Information from Empowered Investing must be heard in conjunction with important disclosures at the end of this show. Same disclosure can be read online at arlington-capital.com/radio disclosures. Past performance is no guarantee of future results.
You've got questions, we've got answers. You're listening to Empowered Investing. Call Joe now for a private consultation and financial review at 855-471-5796. Now, here's Joe Lopresti.
On this week's show, we're focusing on some big picture topics, looking at some of the major trends that can be taking shape over the next few years, and kind of a history lesson on how in most decades you'll see asset classes begin to start to show their leadership in terms of a major opportunity. And right about this time of the decade, if we look back in 1997, if you look back at other times, middle to later part of a decade, you start to see which areas are leading. And then for some reason, I'm not too sure that I could explain why, but it's been an observation that the peaks in these trends and opportunities tend to culminate somewhere near the end of a decade or the very beginning of the following decade. And in fact, in the next segment, I'm going to talk a bit about some specific asset class trends and cycles that have taken place in previous decades. And I think you'll understand what I'm talking about. Now, I know that this might sound a bit, out of the ordinary, and it certainly is, of the investment discussion. I know that you may be listening saying, well, you know, I'm never that lucky. I'm not the one that's going to be savvy enough to get involved in really big opportunities. And I think a lot of that has to do with when it comes to investments, many people don't think of their choices of setting their portfolio to win. And it's a bit odd to me. Everybody has a goal of winning when it comes to most things in life. But when it comes to their investments, then what I've observed, most people are satisfied with coming somewhere in the middle of the pack. And that's sometimes even the goal with an investor or a strategy, not to win, not to lose, but come in middle place. Why do you think that is? It seems a bit odd, because inside each of us is a competitive spirit. It's just not human nature to enjoy losing or even shoot not to win. Maybe it's some type of, you know, instinct left over from the caveman days, but it just strikes me as a bit odd that as it pertains to investments, most people don't have that competitive spirit. So many people settle for coming in the middle of the pack. So many strategies are intentionally designed to come somewhere in the middle of the pack. That's even the stated goal. So think about how different that is than other things you do. Like when you're playing board games at home with your family, you know, you take no prisoners. Or when you're on the golf course with your friends, you don't hold back. You go for the throat. Winning's the goal that we strive for. And while there's a lot of reasons and a lot of lessons to be learned from losing, nobody sets out to come in last place or second place. Except when it comes to your investment performance, then second, third, fourth place, somewhere in the middle of the pack is okay. Most people are okay with average. And I think I understand why. Maybe it's because your fear of coming in last place is strong, and that fear is stronger than your desire to come in first place with your money. And I can understand that to some extent. It's more important not to finish in last place with your investments than it is to come in first place. I totally agree with that. However, I do believe that with risk management strategies in place, you could try to come in first place and take less risk that you'll finish in last place. That's my opinion. Think of it this way. Let's relate this to some other things in life. Let's say you play fantasy football. You drafted your team with the goal of winning, didn't you? Or did you draft your team with saying, well, I'm going to pick the best running back, but a middle-of-the-road receiver, an average tight end, and let's throw in a low-end quarterback just so I'm diversified. You didn't draft your fantasy football team with the objective of coming in middle of the road. But when you select your investments, you're drafting your team with that goal in mind of being average. As the chief investment officer of Arlington Capital Management, my goal is to develop strategies that strive to win for clients while also understanding when risk is elevated and trying to mitigate risks for our clients at certain times. Coming in first place doesn't mean always taking risks. Sometimes you win by knowing when not to take risks. Understanding market tendencies, I think, helps us know which risks are worth taking to expect a payoff and which ones are not worth taking because the probabilities of being successful aren't good. Like, for example, I think being too aggressive today compared to maybe at a different time is not as good of a trade-off because the market's moved up a lot in the last several months. It really isn't much different than other things in life that you make decisions on every day. For example, you don't drive through red lights, only green lights. When you change lanes, you look in your side view mirror first. When you cross the street, you look both ways. You do these things before making decisions. I'm simplifying it a bit here, but it's the same concept when we make investment decisions. Before we decide to invest in Arlington Capital Management, we make sure our market indicators are positive because when they are, we know the probabilities of being successful are better than if those same indicators are negative. Then our probabilities of investing successfully aren't as good. So again, I'm simplifying it here a little bit, but I'm trying to draw a parallel that you use probabilities, you use risk management strategies in all walks of life, yet you still aim to win in most things that you do. Why not your investments? It's football season, okay? So let's play a different type of fantasy football. You're the coach. Your team is up 13-7 with 44 seconds left in the half. Your offense is on the field. It's 3rd-and-17 on your own 10-yard line. Do you risk trying to throw a long pass for a first down, knowing that if you throw an interception, the other team could go into halftime with the lead? Or if your quarterback gets sacked, you might be punting out of your own end zone? Or if it's incomplete, you stop the clock, giving the other team time to score. All of that risk and your probability of making a first down is not good anyway. 3rd-and-17. You're probably better off with a running play to run time off the clock or a safe pass like a screen because you know there's less chance of a sack or getting intercepted and you're not punting from your end zone. So if you know football, you know that's probably not a risk worth taking. Now, in a different scenario, let's say your team is up 13-7 with 44 seconds left in the half, but now your offense is on the field, it's still 3rd-and-17, and this time you're on the other team's 20-yard line. Now, do you take the risk to throw a pass for a touchdown? In my opinion, yes. You don't have the risks that you had when you were on your own 10-yard line. You try to make that pass for the first down because you know if it's incomplete, you're probably still able to kick a field goal and go into halftime up 16-7. You know that even if your quarterback gets sacked, you probably still have a reasonable shot at that field goal. You know that even if you don't convert the first down, and you don't kick the field goal, the other team has a long field to go to score against you as opposed to a short field. So they're two very different scenarios, two different risks. Whether they're worth taking or not really depends on your understanding of the situation. I think coaches like, say, Bill Belichick know these things. They understand their game. They understand their field. They know when these risks are worth taking and not. And that's why they're winners. There's a time to take risk when the probability of being successful is good, and times not. And that's the same way we approach portfolio management at Arlington Capital. If you're interested in learning more, visit our website, arlington-capital.com, or call 855-471-5796.
Why are we pandering and just coddling all these kids? If you're going to win, win big. Death and destruction, man.
Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan Proft and Amy Jacobson.
We played a team last year, our 7th and 8th grade girls' school, 60-0. Just play your games.
That's one attitude of coaching, and then there's the attitude where, you know, you throttle back if you're destroying somebody.
I was wondering, how come they never get on the soccer coaches' cases when they grew up the score, you know, like 1-0?
Chicago's Morning Answer. Weekday mornings starting at 5 on AM 560. The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe Walsh with a great way to start a new year. It's the MyPillow 4-pack offer. You'll get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere MyPillows, plus free shipping, all for the normal price of 1 premium MyPillow. You've been hearing me tell you for years, these are the best pillows money can buy, and they really are. Bottom line, you'll sleep better and feel better. MyPillow is washable, dryable, and has a money-back offer if you're not happy. Here's more good news. You can still get 30% off of everything else, including the MyPillow mattress topper and pet beds you've heard me rave about. Just be sure to use the promo code Joe to get the MyPillow 4-pack offer with free shipping and the 30% discount on everything else, including mattress toppers and pet beds. Visit MyPillow.com or call 800-489-0201. That's 800-489-0201. Don't forget to use the promo code Joe. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code Joe.
Message and data rates may apply.
Earning your degree from one of the top business schools in the country might sound impossible to fit into your workload. But what if there were a business degree that furthered your career and gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, all on your schedule? One that opened doors to some of the most influential CEOs, tech companies, law firms, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. And what if you could earn that degree in as little as 16 months, 100% online? To find out more, text GRANT to 79645. That's GRANT to 79645. Start your online MBA, Information Management, or Business Analytics Master's program from the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University today. Learn more about the W.P. Carey Business Graduate Programs online. Text GRANT to 79645. That's GRANT to 79645.
You're losing business to online companies. Competitors are using social media to rob you of sales. If your current website is 5 years behind the times, or even one, contact us at Salem Surround. Digital marketing that surrounds potential customers with your message wherever they engage, search, surf, socialize, or review. We offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness and suggest methods that could dramatically increase bottom line. Salem Surround takes the mystery of digital marketing off your shoulders, letting you do what you do best. Run your business while we deliver customers. Is your business taking full advantage of digital communication to reach more people? Are your competitors ahead of you? Now, there are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more by logging on to surroundchicago.com. Surroundchicago.com, connecting you with new customers.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I had cancer. I have fibromyalgia. I have nerve damage and fatigue. I have thalassemia. I'm hypoglycemic. So my life since cancer, I've had to learn how to live with it. But starting Balance of Nature, I felt it the first month. I felt different. It made such a difference that now I wake up, my head feels clearer, I have more energy. Very rarely does my body cramp up anymore. It's the best thing. It's just amazing. I don't know what to say. I just would not be what I am today if I didn't start Balance of Nature.
For a limited time, use discount code CHICAGO, and we'll take 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies and have them shipped to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code CHICAGO.
Warren Buffett's mentor, Benjamin Graham, said, "The essence of investment management is the management of risk, not returns." Hi, this is Joel Lopresti, president of Arlington Capital Management. I'm here to explain how we help manage our clients' exposure to risk. We're the creators of our proprietary proactive asset allocation strategy, known as PAS. It is designed to analyze important market trends and alert us to potential changes in the market. But that's only part of what I believe makes Arlington Capital Management unique. It's the care and personal service we provide our clients that really defines us. We understand how important your financial goals are to you and your family, and we never take that responsibility lightly. It all starts by understanding the things that are most important to you. It's part of the Arlington Capital Management difference. To experience it for yourself, schedule your complimentary consultation by calling 855-471-5796. That's 855-471-5796, or visit arlington-capital.com.
AM 560. The answer.
Information from Empowered Investing must be heard in conjunction with important disclosures at the end of this show. Same disclosure can be read online at arlington-capital.com/radio-disclosures. Past performance is no guarantee of future results.
This is Empowered Investing with Joe Lopresti. Continue the conversation by following Joe on Twitter, LinkedIn, and Facebook, or call him at 855-471-5796 for a financial review.
Welcome back to Empowered Investing. In 6 minutes, I want to talk about the prospects of which asset classes can potentially be the ones that develop a mega trend this decade. I'll give you some of my own thoughts, and hopefully that could stimulate your thoughts as well. Every decade tends to witness a boom that culminates in a bubble toward the end of the decade in some asset class or group of asset classes. For example, in the 1990s, it was clearly the technology, telecom, and internet sectors that boomed, and that boom culminated into a bubble toward the end of the decade of the 1990s. Do you remember that? The tech bubble? Last decade, it was the emerging markets and commodity-related assets that boomed. The term BRIC countries, Brazil, Russia, India, China, was coined from that boom. Also, commodity-related assets. Oil zoomed well above $100 a barrel. Gold surged, peaking in 2011 at approximately $1,900. Along with commodities, commodity-related stocks, oil and gas stocks, for example, boomed with oil and gas prices. And countries that have large oil and gas surpluses surged, such as the stock markets from the Middle East countries and Russia. So investors who could spot these booms developing can potentially build significant wealth during the boom. And you don't have to be in on the ground floor. Typically, the price advance in these mega trends is so strong that getting in on the back half of the opportunity could still be quite rewarding. The boom of the decades of the 90s and the 2000s, 90s with the tech boom, 2000s with the emerging market and commodity-related asset boom. It was right about this time of the decade, with a few years left until the end, that the mega trends really began to become obvious, I think. Will the same thing happen this decade? And if so, what asset class will potentially be the mega trenders? The ones to potentially increase several fold in value and reward investors with wealth building opportunities. I pose this question to you so you could develop some of your own ideas along this line. I have some of my ideas of what they could be this time around. And time permitting a little bit later, I'll throw out a few of my thoughts on where the mega trends can develop. But before we have that discussion, you should know that these mega trends, booms, if you will, from previous decades are also caused by the monetary cycle. Usually, easy money is required to supply the marketplace with cash, and that cash will then search out the best profit opportunities. Sometimes before the easy money is available, a crisis of some extent will develop. For example, in 1998, you might remember the Asian financial crisis. That began to blossom around this time in that decade and culminated with a mini panic around the world in 1998. The S&P 500 index dropped nearly 20% in approximately 6 weeks in mid-98 toward the end of that crisis. And what happened is that caused the Fed to push down interest rates to help create liquidity and stabilize the system. They also bailed out a hedge fund that was at risk of bankruptcy that could have spread to other financial institutions. But the easy money conditions by the Fed during the Asian financial crisis is what set up the tech, telecom, and internet boom. The liquidity created by the Fed found its way into those sectors that were already in mega trends, and that helped push tech stocks up and the NASDAQ up into a bubble at the end of the 1990s, peaking in early 2000. Investors that enjoyed that ride in the tech sector built their wealth at a rapid clip, assuming they had a sell discipline to help avoid the fallout when the bubble burst. Now, I think that's where our global sell signal used in the PAS model comes in handy. It gives us a sell discipline to help us understand when the party's over in a particular trend. The important question is, do we need an Asian financial crisis-like situation to develop this decade to cause the Fed to stop pushing interest rates up or reverse their recent efforts to sell bonds into the market? Because that's what they've been doing, and it's not an easy monetary condition right now. Or has all the money that's been pumped into the system since the financial crisis, is that enough to carry us through this decade without the need for a mini crisis to develop and force the Fed to create an easy money environment? It's possible. And let's not forget the 1980s. We had a crash in 1987 that interrupted the mega trends of that decade. Once again, the Fed came to the rescue, stabilized the market and economy, pumped a bunch of cash in, and everything recovered in fairly short order. That decade, by the way, it was Japan's stock market that was the asset class media in the 1980s. Japan's stock market peaked right at the end of 1989, and the bubble burst. Stay tuned, coming back right around the corner.
Pat Boone here again, and I assure you, I have never before endorsed a pain relief product. Not until now. Not until Relief Factor came along as a 100% drug-free solution for people struggling with ordinary pain. Quite simply, Relief Factor was designed by doctors to help relieve those occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, and everyday living. Let me ask you, are aches and pains keeping you from sleeping through the night? Or keeping you from taking those nice long walks or playing golf or tennis? You can't really call it living if you can't get around comfortably. The 3-week quick start from Relief Factor may be all you need to lower or even eliminate these pains. A whole lot of people have already gone to relieffactor.com, and here's something you need to know. The majority of people who order the 3-week quick start, now only $19.95, go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to relieffactor.com.
AM 560, The Answer.
Information from Empowered Investing must be heard in conjunction with important disclosures at the end of this show. Same disclosure can be read online at arlington-capital.com/radio-disclosures. Past performance is no guarantee of future results.
Call Arlington Capital at 855-471-5796 for a PAS review. Now, back to Empowered Investing with the creator of the Proactive Asset Allocation Strategy, Joe Lopresti.
Every decade tends to witness a boom in some asset class or group of asset classes. I want to talk about the prospect of a major boom developing in some asset class in the next few years in case we see a repeat of this cycle reoccurring this decade. We've had a lot of monetary easing around the world with quantitative easing, extremely low interest rates, even negative interest rates in some countries. For example, the European Central Bank and the Bank of Japan both continue to hold negative interest rate policies, even though there's pretty solid evidence that the global economy is stronger than it's been in many years. So with all of that money sloshing around the financial system, since the financial crisis years of 07 and 09, there's been unprecedented monetary easing. as we all know, there's a lot of liquidity in the financial system. Okay, so that sets up the potential for that money to move into some asset class that provides an opportunity. Now, when you couple that with a pro-growth administration in Washington that is pushing fiscal stimulus, okay, for example, it looks like we'll have a reformed tax system very soon with lower corporate tax rates. That's fiscal policy, what the federal government controls. That's stimulative. And when you combine that with monetary policy, which is what the central bankers like the Federal Reserve and the European Central Bank, Bank of Japan, etc., what they determine, that combination of fiscal and monetary stimulation could develop very significant trends in asset classes over the next few years. So it sounds like a lot to digest, but what does all this mean to you is that there's likely to be wealth-building opportunities like we saw in previous decades that will blossom this decade. And I think the key to identifying where and to what the next boom will develop lies in understanding money flows. In other words, where will all this liquidity that will be developed, that has been developed through quantitative easing and low interest rates and will further be developed through fiscal stimulative and a reformed tax system, where will all this money end up? That to me is the key. I'm Joe Lopresti. You're listening to Empowered Investing. Every decade tends to witness a boom, and that boom tends to culminate in a bubble toward the end of the decade. In recent decades, we've seen this price appreciation build up momentum and build up momentum and build up more momentum and then culminate in a bubble at the end of each decade. And if you could understand this cycle and recognize the developing trends, you could build potentially meaningful wealth, in my opinion. Now, I was first introduced to this concept by BCA Research. And what they brought to my attention is that every decade builds momentum in at least one asset class or a group of asset classes and culminates in a bubble at the end of the decade. For example, the last decade, ending in 2010, it was the commodity-related assets like energy stocks, commodities, and the stocks of commodities producers. They were going through a massive price advance. And hand in hand with commodities, the emerging markets experienced a massive price advance. The term BRIC countries was basically invented during that time due to the huge advance in the BRICS, countries like Brazil, Russia, India, China. At this time last decade, in 2007, they were all going through a massive price advance. And these advances and trends culminated right near the end of the decade in 2010, 2011, and then they melted down after that. Most people relate bubbles to really bad things, and certainly they could be bad things, because ultimately they're damaging once the bubble bursts. But if you take a different view, it's identifying the opportunity relatively early and taking advantage of it. Ultimately, they're damaging to the financial system and to investors that react too late and buy when the news is too good, and are more reactive rather than proactive. But I like look at them as an opportunity. If we could potentially recognize when the asset booms are developing and get involved early enough, it doesn't have to be on the ground floor, but early enough midstream to participate in that potentially significant advance, that's the direction that I look to take. So last decade, it was commodity-related assets and emerging markets that were booming. And investors that got involved, you know, potentially built their wealth at a pretty rapid clip. take it a step back to the decade before that in the 1990s, it was more of the U.S. market that was going through a boom, more specifically the NASDAQ, and more specifically yet, technology, telecom, and internet stocks that absolutely soared before putting in a peak at the end of that decade. We saw the NASDAQ experience a boom, and these sectors go through a mega trend. Both the technology, telecom, and internet sectors and the NASDAQ put in a major peak in March of 2000, just shortly after the end of the 90s. I think that was the wealth-building opportunity for investors in the 1990s. And if you think about it, right about this time of the 90s, in 1997, 20 years ago, if you were able to identify that trend developing and hop on board, it's possible to have built significant wealth over that next 2 to 3 year period. Let's go back even further to the 1980s. Japan's equity market was probably the number one wealth building asset class in the 80s. The Nikkei index experienced a boom. I started in the business in 1985. I saw the tail end of that boom, and the Nikkei index peaked on, are you ready for this? Pretty sure it was December 31st, 1989, the last day of the decade. 40,000 level for the Nikkei. That was a huge price advance in the 80s in Japan's stock market. And for investors that could recognize that trend developing, an opportunity to build wealth. But then it bust. The index fell, the Nikkei index fell all the way down below 7,000 at one point from 40,000, losing some 80% of its value after the mania and bubble burst. So while it's important to recognize the opportunity as it develops, understand that these are not buy it and hold it forever types of investments. They could last a few years, but you also have to have a sell discipline. And you have to be able to know when to get out, as well as to potentially, you know, fend off the devastation from the other side of the bubble, the fallout that could come after the bust and after the boom. Because these asset classes lose a lot of value very quickly once the bubbles burst. Investors who held tech stocks through the bust after the boom may have lost all, if not more, than what they made during the boom. Investors that held the emerging market and commodity-related assets after their boom may have lost all, if not more, than what they made during the boom as well. Same thing with Japan's stock market. Same thing with, if we want to talk about the 70s, the mania was in gold. I think that was the boom asset class in the 70s as gold soared right into the end of that decade. So the next logical question is, what's it going to be this decade, right? That's the big question. Is this decade going to be any different in terms of developing one of these trends? Probably not. I think some boom will develop. It's possible that it could be different. But maybe these booms and trends and megatrends are already developing. And this could be a wonderful opportunity for investors, a great opportunity for investment firms that are research-oriented and are active and are dynamic and can potentially move capital towards these trends as they develop. I think that's where the opportunity is for investors in the next few years. In both of the decades of the 90s with the tech boom and the 2000s with the emerging markets and commodity-related asset boom, it was right about this time of the decade, with a few years left, that the mega trends became obvious. So if that happens this decade, what asset classes will potentially be the mega trenders, the ones to potentially increase several fold in value and reward investors with wealth building opportunities? So I'm going to pose this question to you so you can put some deep thought into it and develop some of your own ideas along this line. I have some of my ideas of what it could be this time around, this decade, so I'll throw out a few of my thoughts on where the mega trends can't develop. But don't run out and buy these sectors Monday morning. This is just a thought-provoking discussion. And perhaps before that opportunity, a market correction will develop before these potential mega trending asset classes begin to step up and emerge as the potential market leaders. In fact, I think a market correction is likely before a better buying opportunity develops. But let's talk about some of the potential ideas. Will the boom come from something related to the biotechnology sector? Biotech stocks surged earlier this decade to a high in 2015. They've taken a breather since then, but it is possible this sector will kick into gear once again over the next few years. So that's one area to keep in the back of your mind. Will the megatrend develop in semiconductors? Over the last year or two, semiconductors have been amongst the strongest sectors. Why? Well, semis are at the core of many of the new technologies we hear and talk about today. They're at the core of developing cryptocurrencies, which might be a boom in their own right. Bitcoin is all the rage today. But semiconductors are at the core of developing cryptocurrencies. Semiconductors are at the core of robotics, artificial intelligence, machine learning, autonomous vehicles, and on and on. Semiconductors are behind all of this stuff and could potentially be a boom, megatrending type of asset class. That's all the time we have today. Join me at the same time next week for the next Empowered Investing Show.
Arlington Capital Management Incorporated, ACM, utilizes a proactive asset allocation strategy, PAS, in advising its clients. PAS combines quantitative-based buy, sell, and reallocation indicators with qualitative research in seeking to achieve attractive risk-adjusted returns over a long-term investment horizon. As with any investment strategy, ACM has in the past and may in the future modify the investment approach and portfolio parameters of PAS in any manner which it believes is consistent with the strategy's overall investment objective. Material modifications were made to PAS in February 2009, creation of universe trend and cash comparison indicators for trend analysis, June 2009, creation of long-term momentum indicator for trend analysis, September 2009, expanded asset class ranking system and started PAS computerized testing, December 2009, creation of global indicators set for buy and sell signals, April 2010, exception of PAS computer model, October 2010, implementation of tactical indicators and signals for short-term risk management, January 2011, modify global sell signal with additional criteria including pattern determination, June 2011. Close global signals with stop-loss criteria, September 2011. Exception of PAS long-only model, May 2012. Modify global buy signal wait period to enhance signal timing, October 2012. First use of PAS stock model, November 2012. Implement ETF replacement criteria, December 2012. Additional historical data for cash comparison indicators, November 2015. Modify global buy signal with additional criteria. For more information regarding any of these material modifications, please contact ACM at 855-471-5796. All views and opinions expressed during this broadcast are those of Joseph Lopresti and not necessarily those of ACM. Any index information included in this broadcast was included for comparative purposes to discuss general market trends during the periods indicated and is not intended to apply that any model portfolio is similar to the index or indices discussed either in composition or element of risk. The performance of the indices discussed does not reflect the reinvestment of dividends and other earnings. No formula or other device can be used to determine which securities to buy or sell, or when to buy or sell them. ACM makes no representation that any formula or other device discussed can assist any person in making their own decisions as to which securities to buy or sell or when to buy or sell them. An investor should consider risk and volatility in addition to performance when making any investment decision. The risk and volatility associated with PAS may be significantly higher or lower than the risk and volatility of other investment strategies and/or products. As with any investment strategy, there is potential for profit as well as of loss. All investments involve some level of risk, and PAS may not be suitable for all investors. This broadcast does not constitute a complete description of ACM's investment services and is intended solely for informational purposes. This broadcast is in no way a solicitation or an offer to buy or sell any securities. This broadcast and any model portfolios discussed do not consider specific investment objectives, financial situations, or the particular needs of any individual investor who may hear this broadcast.